has already been such a good day.
Pray for me, because I can tell right now, in my mind, the horses are released. All right? And they're just running around in circles. They're out there playing. They're jumping fences. I mean, they're just enjoying life. And I need to calm those things down in me. All right? Because this right here, it's like, you know, I've said that expression, it's like a Super Bowl. And it's been thrown around right now and bouncing all over the inside of my head. Right? And I need to be focused. Amen? And so I need you all to pray for me as I get into the Word today. Father, I thank you so much. Lord, I pray even now, Lord God, as that confession is made that my ADD, yes. Lord, is just going nuts in my head. And Father, I pray for a calming spirit, Lord Jesus. Yes. I pray, Lord God, that indeed I would decrease immensely, Lord, that you would help me take it down a few notches. Lord, that you would be high and exalted in everything that is said.
Yes.
I pray for the church, even now, Lord Jesus, the people that are here, anybody who hears this message through the sound of the word of God going out through the world. I pray, Father, that they would hear what the Spirit has to say to them, yes. That you would help them, that you would absolutely let them know the greatness and the magnitude of God that we serve. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you for those things. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God remembers you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's what we're going to talk about today. God remembers you. He knows you and he remembers your name.
Yes.
Amen. He knows where you are and his care for you is way beyond anything that we can comprehend. He loves you. He is R-O-I, Roy, that's how I say it. But actually, it's R-O-I. If you were to say it in the Hebrew, it's R-O-I. They're long, each one of them. So, El-Roy, L-O-R-I. The God who sees me. Amen?
Amen.
That's who he is one of his understandings. And Hagar is the one who called God this as she cried out in Genesis chapter 16 and verse 13. God remembered her and Ishmael, her son, after they were treated harshly by Sarai. Now see, to get the whole understanding of this, Abraham, there was a famine in the land after Abraham walked out by faith from his father's house, and he went to the land that God would show him. And as he came into the land, they dwelt there for a while. And as they dwelt there, famine came over the land. And they said, let's go down to Egypt. And they went down to Egypt. And in Egypt, they ended up picking up an Egyptian handmaid for Sarai. Her name was Hagar. All right, well, as you know, Sarai wasn't able to have children. So one of the belief systems or a tradition, a surrogate mom, she said, Abraham, take my handmaid, and when she gives birth, I'll have her set on my lap, and as she gives birth, that child will be mine. Well, in that, Sarai got jealous, and she started treating Hagar harshly. And Hagar ran off to the wilderness to die. God met her there. Something I want you to know is that God allows some harsh times to come in your life that you can understand who he is.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And we're going to look at that several times. And God remembered her. Now, it's not like God can forget any of his children, even the Egyptian or those who are born again or set apart. God doesn't forget anyone. And I liken this unto our relatives, our own family, right? You never forget your children. Mm-hmm. But you may not think of them every single day. You know, right? And all of a sudden you may remember them, right? You don't forget your cousins or your mom or your dad. But you might not have them first and foremost on your mind every moment of every day. And then all of a sudden, ding, you remember them. When the Bible says God remembered somebody, that's the closest as I can put it in my finite mind for the infinite God's remembering. Because we know God can never forget. He's perfect in his mind, perfect in everything he does. So God remembered Hagar and Ishmael. Several other people that God remembered, not that he ever forgot, He remembered Hannah as she was praying to give birth to a child. And she wasn't able to get pregnant, and she prayed out to the Lord, and Eli spoke to her, and God remembered her, and she gave birth to Samuel, right? The greatest prophet. Then after that, God remembered Abraham, thinking of this in Genesis 19, I believe it is, as God was dealing with Sodom and Gomorrah. But God remembered Abraham as he pled for mercy before the trial, before the judgment came. And he remembered Abraham and pulled Lot out of the situation. It didn't stop the judgment from coming, but God remembered it, brought to God's mind the conversation that they had before, and he saved the righteous out from the unrighteous. It says in Psalm 103, verses 13 through 18, "As a father pitieth his son, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth their frame. He remembereth that they are dust."
Amen.
Amen. God remembers that you're just dust, and he loves you right there. He remembers that thou art dust. "As for men, as the days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it's gone, and the place thereof shall be no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children." That's Psalm 103, verses 13 through 18. So, as a father has compassion for his children, so the compassion of God is for you. Those who fear him, he has compassion, he pities you. Yeah, not pity as in a bad thing, but he remembers you. For he knows that your frame is but dust. He remembers who we are.
Amen.
He understands where you're at, and his compassion for you is new every morning. His mercy is new every morning, and he remembers that you are a sinner saved by grace.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. He never forgets you. He never forgets where you are, what you're doing. Regardless of the trials and the hard things that may come up in our life, God remembers you.
Amen.
Often we might be in a situation and we don't think God remembers us, and God does, that we're the furthest thing from God's mind because of the situation that we're in. Maybe somebody from the church has hurt your feelings, and God doesn't love me anymore. God doesn't remember me anymore. Remember the account of Hagar, the righteous Sarai, treated her harshly, and she ran off to the wilderness. She was preparing to die, but God remembered her where she was, and he gave a promise to Ishmael that he would be the father of many nations. 12 princes came out of him. Right? God remembered her. God remembered him. God remembers you. Noah. Amen? Noah. When the wickedness on the earth was so bad that God finally said, "I'm going to deal with the evil of man's heart." You don't know the account? All right. The sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful. They interbred with them. Nephilim were born. And after that, the heart of man started turning away from the righteousness of God. And it says that their thoughts, their every thought was continually on evil. Not very much different from today. All right? So God said to Noah, "Hey, gopher wood." No, he said, "Build an ark made of gopher wood." All right? One of those translation things. "Hey, Noah, gopher wood. You're going to need a lot of it. So go for it." So anyhow, so Noah, out of obedience, he started building this ark, and as he was building it, he was a preacher of righteousness. He was saying that God's judgment's coming. The world, everybody around him was laughing at him, scorning him, but he believed God throughout the trials.
Amen.
Right? And then came the day that God brought all of the animals into the ark, and he brought Noah and his family into the ark, and then God sealed the ark, and the flood began. Everything that breathed air through its nostrils died, except for Noah. And I believe it was over a year 150 days the waters raised, 150 days the waters were on the earth, and then another 74 days until the waters receded and it settled on the mountain. Okay? So you know he was in the... Now think about that, being in the ark for that long. 300 days. Being in the ark. All right? Do you think, God, what if... I mean, as a human, don't you think, well, geez, God forgot about me. Right? Yeah, all right, the Lord, everybody's been dead for a long time. Pull the plug. Right? Let's get the water off the earth. Let's get... Am I going to live my life on the ark? I mean, is this the end of me? Now, although he was protected in that ark, imagine what Noah and his sons and his wives, their wives were feeling, experiencing. They were in a place where there wasn't a lot of light. They were in a place where all they had were the provisions that they had brought in. They were in a place that wasn't steady. It was rocking back and forth, you know. It was going over the world on the oceans, right? It was just floating around. Imagine if you were, well, when I read this, I was imagining in my mind, they must have really felt like they were abandoned by God. They were still praying. They were still worshiping. They were still seeking the Lord, right? But they weren't hearing. Doesn't say that God said anything to them during that time. All they knew is that they obeyed God, and then they were in this spot, and 300 days have passed. The water has not stopped. I haven't seen any land, no matter where I go. God, have you forgotten me? But God never forgot them.
Amen?
Amen? Mm-hmm. Then the Bible says that God remembered Noah and the living things. You might be in a spot right now, or I have been in a spot in my life at several different times where I think that God had forgotten me. Right? Anyone can testify? Right?
Sure.
You've been in a gutter, you've been in a ditch, you've been in hurt, your life seems like it is upside down, you're in this place, you know you're being protected by God because you're in the ark, but it looks like God isn't listening to you. It looks like nothing you say is making a difference. It feels you're experiencing that. And then all of a sudden, you realize that God remembered you.
Amen.
Right? Imagine the elation that Noah must have found when the waters started to recede. Right? When he started seeing the tops of the mountains again. When he started seeing a little bit of dry land. Praise God, he didn't forget me. All right? But while you're in the ark, while you're shut up in the ark, you don't realize that God hadn't forgotten you. Although God always remembers you, he always sees you. As Hagar was preparing to die and she had gone off into the desert and she sent her son out a bow's length away, and the Lord, the angel of the Lord came and said, I remember you, Hagar. I remember you. You as a person. God remembers that you're just the dust of the earth. He remembers you.
Amen.
He knows you. He sees you. He loves you. We're coming up in our time sphere right here. I truly believe we're a lot closer to the end than we are the beginning.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
We're coming to the end of the dispensation of the Gentiles.
Yes.
I truly believe that. Times are going to get hard. God remembers you. Amen?
Praise
if you heard it, amen, praise Him. Praise Him, He remembers you.
Yes.
All right? There's going to come a time where it's going to be, Wegmans isn't going to have food anymore. That's okay. God remembers you.
Bless Him.
Right? It's going to come a time where you don't think that God is even out there anymore, that He's not around in your sphere of influence, that you don't think that He sees you where you're at because of the pressure and the hard times that are coming. But God remembers you.
Amen.
He told you that these times are going to come. Rejoice.
Amen.
And be exceedingly glad because your redemption's drawing nigh. In Exodus, think about this, as the people of Israel, Jacob's descendants, moved to Egypt to be kept to multiply. Because there's, again, a famine in the land, right? God had already taken Joseph and put him in a position. Think about this. How many times do you think Joseph felt like he was abandoned by God? When he was thrown into the pit by his brother? Right? Oh, God doesn't understand. Where else? When he was brought out of the pit, okay, and then brought as a slave into Potiphar's house? Oh, God remembers me. Yay, praise God, things got a little bit better. He's still a slave, but it got better, right?
Amen.
Then Potiphar's wife does her thing, and he gets thrown into a jail again, in a deep dungeon. And he's weeping, he's praying. He can't understand what God's doing for him in the future because of the trouble that he's in right now. Did God ever forget him? No, but it says that God remembered him. All right? He never left God's provision. He never left God's sovereignty. He never left God's holding on to him in the midst of all of those situations. In the emptiness of his life, in the darkness of his prison cell, in the pit that he was dropped into, God was there with him. In the emptiness you might be experiencing in your life, right? In the emptiness, in the hollowness of life, the hard times of life right now. Right? He's there with you. He remembers you. Your name is always on his lips. L-R-O-I. I call it Roy, but it's not pronounced that. It's actually R-O-I. L-R-O-I. God sees me. He remembers me. And then it says in Exodus 2, verse 24, and God heard their groaning, the people of Israel, when they had been brought into Egypt, and there rose up a ruler over Egypt that knew not Joseph, nor his God, and put them into bondage. And then God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not that God ever forgot it, but it came up to his memory. It came up before him that I had made this promise. You know that God has made a promise to you, for you, on you, that he has plans for you not to hurt you, right? But to prosper you, to bring you from where you are to where he needs you to go. Now remember, that is in Jeremiah I have not forgotten you. I'm going to prosper you. But just right after that, he sends them into bondage for 70 years. But God knew that. Amen, right? I'm going to prosper you. I'm going to make you a great. I'm doing good things for you. But you're going into this darkness anyhow. I'm sending Nebuchadnezzar into your life. Listen, church, we're going to go into hard times soon. Right? After November 3rd, we don't know what's going to happen, but even if it gets extremely dark in America and there looks like there is no hope, you who fear him, God remembers you.
Yeah.
Amen? And we need to have this settled in our heart and our mind right now, because if you aren't ready when the storm comes in, you'll be wiped out. You won't have any faith. Know this, that God remembers you. He knows you. I truly believe that there are hard times coming for the church. There are hard times coming for America. There are hard times coming, and we need to hold on to our faith that God, he is faithful. He has called you. He will accomplish the things that he has for you. Hold on. Hold on. If you're in the ark and there is no light, you're being tossed around, you're being kept safe, but it doesn't look like you're being kept safe, God remembers you. Amen? You might be in this dark spot. You might be in this place and not understanding the depth of the, or all you can understand is the depth of the hurt that you're experiencing. All you can understand is the hunger that's in your belly that you're experiencing. All you can understand is that everything that I knew as concrete has been moved away. Hold on and have faith.
Amen.
Because the water's going to go down.
Amen.
God's going to remember you. He does remember you.
Yes.
Even when you don't feel it, God remembers you. Even when you can't sense it in itself, in and of yourself, God knows you. He loves you. He sees you. You're
Amen.
Always on his mind, always in his heart. Don't lose faith on those things. Because life stinks on this earth. Sin is rampant on this earth. hatred is abounding on this earth. And because the love of many shall wax cold, iniquity is going to explode, come out on the outside. It isn't going to be, the hatred isn't going to be hid anymore for the church.
Right.
We need to be ready for that. Because when this ugliness, when this spiritual warfare starts coming out and manifesting itself in the physical, we need to hold on that God loves us and He remembers us. And although we're in the ark and it doesn't look like nothing's happening, God is working.
Amen.
He has a plan for us to prosper us, to grow us, to bless us. We might go into Nebuchadnezzar's time. We might go into bondage. It might get real ugly. That's okay. God remembers you.
Amen.
He knows that you're but dust. He knows that you're frail. He knows that you cannot understand everything that's going on. But He has this in control, and He remembers you. He remembered Lot, a righteous man on the outside of the gate, being a judge. In Sodom and Gomorrah, in the two towns, he was a judge there. God remembered him, and He pulled him out. He kept him safe. God's going to keep you safe in Goshen, right? When the plagues were coming down on Egypt, and there was no light throughout the whole land, in Goshen there was a candle burning. Amen?
Yes.
When people could not drink the water because it had been turned to blood, in Goshen there was fresh water. You are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Regardless of how ugly things may get, God remembers you. He loves you. He has a plan for you. Yeah, take faith in that God will always keep those who fear Him.
Amen.
And although we'll go into days and dry, worrisome times in life, the truth is God will not forsake His children.
Amen.
He will not forsake you. He loves you. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5 says it this way, 5 and 6. Let your conversation, and that means your lifestyle, not just what you say, but how you live. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Amen. Let's read that again. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Listen, I don't need what you guys have. I don't want to covet what you have. What I want is what God has for me. Amen. I want what God has. I want to have that faith that He remembers me, that He loves me, that He's called me. All right. I'm to be content with the things that I have.
Amen.
Amen. To be content, to be settled with what God has already given you. His love, His grace, His mercy. Food, clothing, shelter. With those things, be content.
Amen.
Amen? Because when things really get bad, right? When things really get bad, know this, you have your family, not just your physical family, but you have the family of God.
Amen.
Amen. You got the church. You got the ecclesia. We're here together, and we will pull with God till the ark is opened up again. Amen. You don't have to worry about the darkness of the days that are coming because you have a light. You have a mercy in God.
Amen.
You don't worry about the plagues that are coming upon the world. You know why? Because you're in Goshen. You are being protected by the hand of God. Don't worry about the evil that's coming. Don't worry about the lovelessness that's coming. Don't worry about who's going to be president next year. All right? You hold on to Jesus Christ, and He will be with you. He will hold you. He will keep you. Have good cheer.
Amen.
Amen. Have good cheer. And you say, I don't have as much as I had last year. Well, obviously, you had more than you needed. Right? You know, you had more than you needed. God said, you don't need all that garbage. Right?
Bless.
Hold on to the things that are good. Be content with the things you do have. Because God said, God, Jesus, the Father said, I will never leave you nor forsake thee.
Bless Him.
For that we are, we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper.
Amen.
I know King James says helper, but that means that like He's serving me. I've had helpers. You know, I was a chief mechanic, floor installation mechanic, and I had helpers. Now, this really says God is my help.
Yes.
All right? When all else fails, God is my help. When nothing else is working, God is my help. When I can't get my food stamps, God is my help. When I don't have a paycheck, God is my help. When there doesn't seem to be any clean water, God is my help. When I don't think I have enough, God is my help. God will see you through. He remembers you. You're held in Him. He loves you. He will not forsake you. He will not leave you. Regardless of how bad things may appear on the outside, you're in the boat. You're in the ark. Amen. You are in Him.
Amen.
Oh, amen. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what men shall do unto me. So what? Amen. So what if the governor says that you can't preach? You preach anyhow. So what if your neighbors hate you because you believe in Jesus Christ? You believe and walk in faith anyhow.
Amen.
God will help you. Yes. When all else fails, when your family doesn't love you anymore, God still does.
Amen.
When your boss fires you because you stand for Jesus Christ, God will stand with you. When the government says you better wear a mask or you're going to jail, go to jail without a mask.
Amen?
Yes. Amen? God is my helper. He's going to see me through.
Yes.
He remembers me. He remembers the faith I have in Him. And He will honor you.
Amen.
Because you honored Him.
Amen.
He honors those that fear Him.
Yes.
That means I trust God more than I trust what I see.
Amen.
Amen. The things that I see on this earth are but an illusion. People, they're not real.
No.
It's not real. I'm not saying that there isn't a real thing going on, that there isn't a real virus. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying, the truth of it is, it's appointed unto man once to die.
Right.
And then comes the judgment. All right? So do you think God didn't know that this thing was going to happen? Do you think God didn't know the thousands of people that were going to die?
Yeah.
Do you think that do you really believe that wearing a mask is going to add one hair to your head, make it brown or gray? Do you think worrying about that is going to add anything to your stature? Do you think worrying about that is going to give 1 second further than what you're going to live anyhow?
That's right. Amen.
Trust God, live by faith.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Trust God, live by faith. It's appointed. That means there's a time that comes that every man dies.
Yes.
Who are you serving today? Because that's going to determine where you're going to go
Amen.
Tomorrow.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
You better know where you're going before you get on the bus. Because the bus don't stop, right? You lean on Him. You trust Him. Oh, that our lives, we would live out in faith regardless of what the trials are.
Amen?
Amen? Because God remembers the faithful. The Lord, He is my help. I will not fear. God didn't give you a spirit of fear. You know that? He gave you a spirit of a sound mind.
Yes.
A sound mind, that means I understand what's going on because I know what the Bible says. I understand not because of what I see, but because of what the Bible says.
Amen.
I know what's happening right now, not because of what I feel, but the reality of God's love.
Amen. Yes.
Although I feel alone, the truth is God remembers me. Although I feel hungry, the truth is God satisfies me. Amen. Although I feel that there is no love, that iniquity is abounding everywhere, the righteousness of God still overshadows.
That's right.
That's what I know. I remember that God remembers me. In the midst of this uncertain time, I know that God is sovereign still.
Amen.
Amen. He's still sovereign. He still loves you.
Yes.
God will remember you. He knows all things are working for the good.
Amen.
For those who love Him and are called for His purpose. You know that He knows that is working. It's working out and it's going to happen for the good.
Right. That's right.
It may not feel good at the moment. When the wicked one comes and the abomination of desolation happens, a lot of folks say we won't be here for that, but Jesus said you'll see it. All right? If Jesus said you see it, the theologians that says you won't, all right? The theologians said you won't see it, but Jesus said you would see it. So who are you going to believe? All right? And in Daniel it says that he's going to make war with the saints and prevail. Daniel's, the angel told Daniel that this son of perdition, this guy, this wicked one's going to come. He's going to make war with the saints and he's going to prevail. What does prevail mean? Win. He's going to have victory over the saints for a time. So when that ugliness, when that wickedness comes, when the hardness comes, who's in control?
God.
God is. And will he remember you? Absolutely he will. In the middle of the ark, and they didn't have electricity in those days, and I don't remember anything but one window that Noah put in the ark, right? He didn't put like a little sea porch where you could get light in there all day long. There was one window in the ark. So if you were in there, it would be dark in the ark. Oh, I could rap. It was dark in the ark, right? There was no light. I'm sorry. MC Hammer, here we come.
Could you repeat all that?
It's recorded, and so praise God for that. So, in this, God has it under control.
Amen. That's right.
He is under control.
Yeah.
Know that he remembers you, even in the darkest time. You're in the ark for 300 days. No light. Noah didn't go up and open the ark window every day. Doesn't say, he says that he opened the ark window once. That's all he did, open it one time. That means for 300 days, he was in the dark with his family. You would feel like you were abandoned, right? You would feel, I mean, really, you would feel like that's what was going on. And I think of the elderly because of our supreme leader, Cuomo. Small S supreme, not big S. God is the supreme leader. Cuomo is a joke.
Amen.
That I pray for. All right, that he'll come to know Jesus Christ. But think of the old folks that are trapped inside of their rooms because of the law. It wasn't a law, the mandate. The mandate of an ungodly man. Right? Think of how lonely they feel. God remembers them. All right? God, he hasn't forgotten them, even though this evil dictator is doing what evil dictators do. God's still faithful.
We can't even get that virus.
Amen. Amen.
So why worry?
I ain't worried about it. And even if I did get the virus, God will heal me.
Amen.
And he'll either heal me in the body right here when I die, I'm healed.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, so I ain't worried about none of that stuff. You want to come up and preach, young man? Hey, you. Philip, I see you out there boogieing. And so, you know, he's bringing attention to him, so I just want to point out, I love you. And so, anyhow, God is in control.
That's it.
He's in control. He remembers you. His eyes are always on you. You are always on his lips. He never forgets you. He has you. He loves you. He cares for you. Even in your darkest hour when you don't understand, God loves you and he remembers you.
Right.
Oh, he remembered Israel. He remembered the thief on the cross. Or the thief on the cross as he was dying beside Jesus. We talked about this morning in Sunday school. Right? Three guys dying on a cross. Two were criminals, one was not. One man is mocking Jesus, and the other man says, we deserve what we're getting. We're criminals. We deserve to die. This man has done no wrong. And then he looked to Jesus, and he says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And God said, today you'll be with me in paradise.
Amen.
Amen? Today, remember me. God never forgets the faithful. He never forgets those who love him. He never forgets the righteousness of God.
That's right.
He never forgets his righteousness in you. David was talking to his son Solomon as David was about ready to pass away, 1 Chronicles 28:20. And David said to his son, "Be strong and of good courage, and do it. What that he's talking about here is build the temple. All right, do it. Build the temple. Fear not, neither be dismayed. For the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work and for the service of the house of the Lord." Catch what he was saying. Catch. Wrap your mind around what was going on. I think that this promise is now for us. All right? It wasn't just for that. Are we not helping building the temple of God? God's going to build the church, but that's you guys. And we're supposed to help other people to come into the church, be part of the born again, right? All right, so now, people, when things get bad, when you don't think you can do it, be strong.
Amen.
When the mountain's higher than you can climb, the river's deeper than you can swim across, the ocean's too far to see to the others, be strong. Be of good courage, all right? Mm-hmm. And just do it.
Amen.
Just do it. Trust God, just do it, because God is with you. He's not against you. He will never fail you. He'll never forsake you. Why? Because you fear Him. You honor Him.
Amen.
You love Him. You are His.
Amen.
And it may appear dark that the task that's laid before you might look so monumental, there's no way that you can do it. You're in the perfect place.
That's right.
You're in the perfect place, because God will never call you to do something you can do. He always calls you to do things you can't do, right? He wants you to go more than what you can do. He wants to get the glory. So He's going to call you to do something that is absolutely outside of your comfort zone.
Amen. Amen.
Build an ark. It's going to rain. He never. What do you mean, God? He just build it. I'll fill it. You got to be of courage. When people are laughing at you because you go to church 3 times a week, right? They're laughing. Hey, what do you do that for, you stupid Christian? You ain't going to do you no good. Well, there's coming a day that it will do good.
Yes.
Because there's coming a day that everybody breathes their last breath, and then you'll find out if it was good or not.
Amen.
Amen. My faith is that it's good. It is good. Serving God is good. Remembering that He is faithful is good. Holding on to the truth of His word is good. Amen? And there is a reward to that. And I may never see any of it here on this earth. This illusion of life does not matter. Really doesn't. Right?
Amen.
I'm safe in Him even when I can't see Him.
That's right.
I'm safe in Him. He remembers me. He remembers you. He knows you. He knows your frame that you're just dust.
Yeah.
He knows that.
Yes.
And He loves you, you animated dirt ball.
Amen?
He loves you. He loves you because He formed you in His image.
Right.
I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. That's repeated over and over throughout the Word of God. Deuteronomy 31:8, Joshua 1:9. It says it over and over again in Isaiah 41. Flip over there. Because this is good stuff. I'm sorry. I guess we got to start all over because I didn't start by saying open your Bible. So I guess right now is when we first started preaching. Open your Bibles.
Isaiah 41.
41, yes ma'am. Starting in verse 10. Actually, the whole thing's good. Isaiah 41. I'm reading backwards, and it's all good. It's all good. But anyhow, for the sake of time, we'll pick up at 10. Fear thou not, for I am with
Amen.
Thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee, and with the right hand of my righteousness.
Amen.
Behold, all they that were incensed against thee. Now, incensed against thee, all those who were against you, all of your enemies, all the folks who don't know the Lord and they hate you anyhow, all those folks, that's what it means, incensed. All those that are incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be nothing. Amen. Don't you love that? The ones that hate you because you trust Jesus Christ, they ain't nothing. They're nothing. God, remember, you know he knows you, but they ain't nothing. They might seem like they got a lot. Cuomo might think he has a lot of power right now. Schumer thinks he's got a lot of power right now. All the liberals in Washington and the rights and the lefts and the ups and the downs, they think that they have power and authority. They ain't nothing. I like it. They ain't nothing. You believe in God, and he won't leave you. They're nothing, and they shall, they that strive with thee shall perish. Amen? Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them. Even them that contend with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as the thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob. Hey, call yourself a worm. Wiggle. Wiggle. Right? Wiggle. You're a worm. God's not going to forget you, you old worm. He's talking about Jacob, Israel. He's talking about a group of people. This here could be translated into the church today. God will not forget you. Even though the world comes against you, God will not forget you. Even though it seems like you're losing the battle, God's already won it. Even though it seems like the darkness is overwhelming you, you are the light. Amen? You're a city built on the hill that cannot, should not be hid. Right? And he says, I will be with thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth, and thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. All right? So God's saying, listen, you're going to be victorious. He remembers you. He knows you. He has you by his right hand in your right hand. Amen? He is absolutely in control. Do you believe it? Even though you're in the darkest part of your life, even though the enemy's coming in like a flood, and it really looks like we're going to lose, we're not, because God's going to remember us.
Amen.
Amen? We're not going to lose, because he already writ the whole book, and I read the back of it. I am more than a victor through Christ Jesus. Amen? Even though they slay me, yet will I trust him. I don't have to worry about any of these things.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
He remembers me. Amen? It looks rough. It looks like there's no hope, but God remembers you. In the midst of your hurt, he remembers you. In your darkest hour, he remembers you. In your loneliness, he remembers you. When there doesn't seem to be any hope anywhere, he remembers you. Isn't that good news?
Bless God, yes.
Amen. So when we know that he remembers us, when we know that he loves us, when we know that he has called us and that he's prepared a place for us, we can face anything that the enemy throws at us.
Right.
Because God remembers you. Bless. He loves you. He's called you.
Bless him.
Oh, so let us look up. Right? Let us look up. And I know right now a lot of folks are saying, well, it's not that bad. And yet.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not that bad yet. But I do know that the Word of God says that evil will wax worse and worse.
Yeah.
Folks, it ain't going to get better. Ain't going to get better on this side of eternity.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And like we talked about in Daniel chapter 9, says that this Antichrist, he's going to make war with the saints, and he's going to be victorious over the saints. All right?
Wear the saints out.
He's going to wear us out. I don't know. Have you ever been wore out before? My mama would wear you out. Right? She had a strap on her purse. All right? And if we were acting up too bad, you would hear that strap. She wouldn't have to say anything because she had already beat us a few times with it. But you'd hear that strap unsnap. Here you go. And once it unsnapped, the whipping was already happening. You just didn't feel it yet. Right? So anyhow, and what God is, he's already got us. this Antichrist, when he comes, when this thing starts happening, when the ugliness, when the wickedness is prevailing against the saints,
that's right.
It's okay.
Amen.
It's okay. What's the worst they can do to you? Send you home early.
Yep.
Or on time, because no man dies outside of their time, right? So what, I mean, really, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Well, the body, definitely.
Amen, it's a body. You're going to die anyhow.
Yes.
I want to die on my feet worshiping the Lord.
Amen.
Than on my knees worshiping,
yes,
Cuomo. Right?
Yeah.
I want to worship God with the fullness of my heart. Let us look up to God. He remembers us. He will bring us through it. He said in verse 10 of that place where we were at, I am with you. Don't fear. Don't be confused. I will give you strength. Amen.
Amen.
I will. How are we going to see through those darkest hours? Having faith that God remembers
That's
us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Where's my strength coming from? Where to prepare yourself for the battle before the battle starts. Having your faith firmly secured that God never forgets you.
Bless.
That God loves you despite of what you might think.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
He cares. Psalm 107. We're right there at it anyhow. We'll just do 27 through 30. Psalm 107 is great. That's, go home and read the whole thing. Amen. Don't miss a beat. All of it's good. The 27 reads this way: they reel to and fro. They stagger like a drunken man, and at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He bringeth them out of their distress. He maketh the storm calm. Amen. He calms the seas. Amen. And the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness.
Amen.
And for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them examine him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. Right? Look at what the psalmist is saying here. He's talking about when the troubles come, when the storms of life are raging around you. Amen? Oh, thank you, Lord, for this. Oh, where it's in, I think it's Matthew and Mark and Luke both. All of them talk about Jesus sleeping in the boat.
Amen.
Amen? Mm-hmm. The storm was upon them, right? It was beating against the ship. The sailors, hardened, tough, back when the boats, it was the old Navy, right? The ships were made of wood, but the men were made of steel. The new Navy, the ships are made of steel, and the men are made of wood. And so, I'm sorry. Well said. So, in that time, these sailors that were on the Galilee, they knew what a storm was like. They knew when it was a bad storm, so bad that their ship was about ready to break apart and they were going to drown. And they were afraid. Right? So we're not talking about a good breeze. It was a storm. Mm-hmm. Where was Jesus?
Yeah.
He was in the boat. He was all chilled out. He was calm. No problem. He was being rocked by the waves. Now, remember, we're talking about crashing hurricane-type waves. Mm-hmm. Jesus was chilled. He was okay. The people forgot who they were in the boat with.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
They took their mind off, and then they woke him up. Hey, Jesus, wake up, Jesus. Put it around me. We're going to die. He's like, dude, chill out. Man, I remember you. Right? I know where you're at. I don't remember. I'm right here with you. Then he spoke, and there's a great calm.
Bless God.
See, we might be in the middle of a storm in our life. There's a storm coming, all right? There are some bad times that are coming, and we need to know that. But understand this, in the midst of the storm, Jesus is in
Amen.
The boat with you.
Yes.
Amen? Mm-hmm. And just with one word, he can make the floods recede. He can make the wind stop.
Right?
But it didn't stop. It did not. Before they called, before they remembered who they were with, the storm was still raging. The ship was breaking apart. When Noah was in the ark, it was dark. All right? He had the understanding, or he felt, oh man, there's a thing. What do you really feel? Is your feeling real? The disciples felt like they were going to die. Was that real?
No.
Because Jesus was in the boat.
Amen.
In the dark, in the Noah's ark with the animal, all those things, it was pitch black in there. For a year, 300 days. That's a long time. Think about it. I mean, the ark was big. Don't get me wrong. There's plenty of stuff to do. You know? But it wasn't like a lot of open air was flowing through there. They didn't, hey, pull out those screen windows, right? We're going to get some air in here. No, it was a confined area. They were there for 300 days. Was God with them?
Yes.
Absolutely. And then came the understanding that God remembered them. When they woke up Jesus in the boat, they remembered that God was with them. Didn't stop the hard times from coming. God never promised you there wouldn't be hard times coming.
Right, right.
In fact, he promised the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Hard times are coming.
Yeah.
But remember, God never forgets you.
Amen.
Amen? He never forgets his own. He loves you. He has you. Be of good cheer.
Amen.
I have overcome the world.
Praise
right? God. Though the world come against you, be of good cheer. It is okay. It's okay regardless of what happens in the future, regardless of what happens with COVID, regardless of what happens with whatever. Trust God and move
Amen.
On.
Yes, yes.
Take a chill pill.
Yes.
Don't panic. Don't. That's really why people drown, right? Is they panic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Relax. Okay? Is God sovereign?
Right.
Is he in control?
Amen.
Amen? Does he remember you?
Yeah.
Bible says he does.
Yeah.
He can't forget you.
Mm-hmm.
You cry out to him and he'll be open to you.
Amen.
You lean into him. You may not know what's happening in your world right now. You can't see the light because of the darkness around you. That's okay. You don't have to see the light. You got to be the light.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
You got to live by faith and
yes.
not by sight. Because that's what the just do. The just live by faith and not by sight.
Amen. Amen.
I guess if anything, the Lord was really wanting me to tell you, if y'all couldn't remember, what was the key to today? Starts an R and ends an ember.
To remember.
Remember. All right? Remember that God remembers you. Regardless, if you take anything away from this, regardless of the storm that you're in or the storms we're going to, the insecurities that you have, the fear that you have right now, God is in control and he remembers you.
Amen.
He knows right where you are. He knew right where Jonah was, right? Midst of a raging sea, he knew right where he was, and he had a submarine, the first submarine ride ever made. It was the first submarine sandwich. Yeah, it was a fish sandwich.
Yes.
But he knew right where he was, and he prepared something for him. He knows right where you are. And in Noah's day, he knew right where he was. The whole world was flooded, and God knew right where this itty-bitty, teensy-tiny, little itty-bitty stick in the middle of the water was.
Right.
He knows exactly where you are.
Right.
He remembers you. He loves you. Your name is on his lips.
Amen.
He just wants you to have your heart in preparation. You know? He will be prepared.
Amen.
God loves you.
Bless him.
He knows you.
Right.
Rest in him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's all I got to say. I love you. Dear Father, I thank you so much for the word. I pray, Father, that
yes.
that this encourages us,
yes.
Father, that that we would know you, the one true God.
Yes.
And the Son whom you have sent. Father, that we would understand as much as we can that regardless of the pain and the suffering of this world, you are in control.
Amen.
And you know us. Lord,
Amen.
You've never forgotten us.
Amen.
And you will bring us through those times. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I love you guys. If you can't make it back tonight at 6, we're going to burn it down the house.